Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Now, this is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away at something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried deep. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory.
Folks, it's Ryan Keough from Warbird Information Exchange. Join us every Wednesday evening here on Warbird Radio for Wix Warbird Weekly Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, with a rebroadcast throughout the week. You've been on the Wix Internet Forum, one of the world's best for Internet Warbird discussion. Now we're coming to you live and on the air. Tune in, take off to discuss the hot topics of Warbirds around the world this week, along with our guests who are working hard to keep them flying well into the future. Call in, write in, or even Skype in to add your voice to the conversation. Wix wants to hear from you. Again, that's Wix Warbird Weekly Live, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, only here on Warbird Radio.
Broadcasting loud and proud from the heart of the nation's capital, this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and today is Tuesday, October 26, 2010. Heck, we're glad you could join us tonight. Bear with us tonight. We got some storms going on around the Birmingham studio of Warbird Radio, but we're going to try and get through the show in one piece. Man, can you believe it's already the end of October? Where has this year gone? I'm blown away. You know, whoever said that as you get older, time goes by faster, that's really true. But enough of my ramblings. Let's get on with the show tonight. I want to welcome our guest, Steve Thomas. Steve, welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Oh, man, we're glad you could come back and give us an update tonight. You know, we'd like to check back in with everybody and see what's going on. And I know there's been a lot of cool things going on with you guys. And obviously, we want to talk about that tonight. But before we get started, why don't you tell everyone a little bit maybe about Bob's hobbies and your other hobby-related interest that circle around that business?
Yeah, I mean, we're Bob's Hobby Center. We're based out of Orlando, Florida. We've been sort of in the business for, what, just short of 10 years now. And just picking up on the remark you made earlier on, it's incredible how quickly that time has gone. You know, it'd be great just to replay some of those things, but you know, as you said, the older you get, the quicker it seems to go.
Yep.
I think what's a little bit different about us is that obviously we're a full retail store, but also we're distributors as well. Mm-hmm. So you know, we not only serve the customers at the front of the store, but we've got a very active shipping area that we send product out all over the world on a daily basis. And I think one of the exciting things with us is that, you know, whenever people do come into the store, there is always something different, fresh and unique about the store. And, you know, there's always hustle and bustle going on. So it's a really nice atmosphere there. And I think the thing that I find pretty amazing is that, you know, the phone never stops, which is a great thing in these hard economic times.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got customers from all over the world, and, you know, it's just incredible when you pick that phone up who you're actually speaking to on the other end of the line.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty amazing, you know, from a, you know, a reasonably small store in Orlando, Florida, you know, if you drew a map, then we'd have lots of pins all over the world with the customers that we actually service.
Isn't that neat? You know, it's amazing the internet has just made the world a smaller place, you know, it really has. And
it's amazing, you know, and it's amazing just how incestuous it is, you know, how you know one person who knows somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is, I think it's a really positive thing about the modeling community.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got some great friends all over the world.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'll go on record as hopefully being able to say I'm one of your friends, and you and your wife are two of the nicest people I think I've ever met in this hobby. And
very kind of you.
You definitely go out of your way to try and help people, and that's a good thing. You know, we need more of that. Folks, yeah, if you'd like to join in the discussion tonight, it's really easy. All you got to do is if you look right there on your player that you're listening to the show with, it has our phone number, 478-787-4768. Pick up your cell phone, pick up your landline, or if you have Skype on your computer, just put in Warbird Radio in Skype, and it's a free call from anywhere in the world, of course. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. I'm sure that Steve will have some things that you'll want to ask questions about tonight, so be sure and join us for that. Well, Steve, let's get right into it. I know you got a couple of things you want to announce. Why don't you tell folks about these engines that you were telling me about today? These are incredible. And by the way, I got pictures of them that you sent up to me, and I will be posting those on the episode thread after the show. So if anybody wants to see pictures of them, incredible looking engines. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, what it is, they're 9-cylinder, 14-cylinder engines, and also V12s.
Wow.
We've been working very closely with an Italian company for quite a period of time now to bring these products to market. And I must admit, I'm really excited about this one. You know, as you know, we're already an engine distributor. We distribute the YDA and the JC line of engines. But these new engines are really special and unique. The amount of engineering in them is absolutely incredible. I've actually just come back from the iHobby show where we actually had the first examples on the stand, and I'll be honest with you, I was blown out with how they actually look, even understanding that these are the, you know, the sort of working examples which we just used to test everything.
Right.
But the engines themselves, I mean, the parts are actually made by an aerospace company, and the engines themselves then are assembled in Germany. So the quality of them is absolutely incredible. But very shortly we will have the working examples of them in the store, and you know, I'll be bringing them to the various air shows so that people can actually see them running.
Yeah,
and I'm also hoping that by the Dawn Patrol, which is in I think very early December at Mac Hodges Place,
then
hopefully
right.
I'll have one of those engines installed in an airframe.
Wow,
so people can actually see them running.
Well, what size?
I'm sorry. Go on.
I was going to ask you what size are those engines? The radials.
Well, there's a whole variety of sizes, but to start with. The engines are going to be 90cc. There's a 50cc and there's a 90cc version as well.
Okay.
Now, on the V12, that one there, I think, is something like 96cc. But we've actually got the capability on these of going from 50cc all the way up to 1,400cc.
Wow.
That's 1,400cc.
Wow.
And I've actually even seen the working example of the feathering prop as well. I mean, the level of engineering this is just mind-blowing. It really is.
Wow, that's incredible. I can't wait to get pictures of these up for the guys. They're going to be blown away when they see that 14-cylinder and that V12. Those are just amazing looking.
That's right. I think the great thing is that the guy who's sort of leading all this, this guy, once again, is anal about quality. You know, if it's not right, it's wrong.
Right.
And, you know, his attention to detail is even more so than mine, which, you know, my wife will find impossible to understand. But it is absolutely true. He is so critical of the quality of these things. It's, you know, I mean, when these things actually come to the market, they will be perfect and they will blow away people in the modeling field.
Well, that's really interesting. I look forward to seeing some working examples of those. Those are pretty incredible looking engines. A 14 cylinder. I mean, my mind just swirls thinking about the possibilities of that one. You know.
So it's interesting. How many parts do you think there are in a 14 cylinder engine?
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Have any idea?
No, I wouldn't even guess.
It might be an interesting question for the listeners.
Well, that would be an interesting one. Yeah, folks, if you'd like to take a guess at that, I tell you what, if you call in while Steve's interview is going on and you give us a guess of how many parts are in the 14-cylinder radial engine that Steve's talking about, and I tell you what, you get it close within 20 to 50, you know, we'll give you some glue. How about that? And a DVD. So give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. And we'd love to hear what your thoughts are. I think I know what the answer is going to be to this, Steve, but I'm not going to say a word, but I think it's going to shock everybody.
Okay. I think it will. I think, you know, when you actually find out the number and how long it therefore takes to put one of these engines together, I think people will be amazed.
Oh, yeah.
But I think equally as well, the other real positive thing is that these engines are very, very economically priced. We've spent a lot of time sort of working through the margins, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually launched them at the iHobby show over the past weekend, and people were very, very surprised the low cost of these engines.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I can't wait to see more. You got my curiosity up now, and that's not a good thing for my wallet.
This engine will be a great complement to everything you got, but you'll be surprised how excellent value for money they are.
Oh, I bet. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, once again, if you want to join in the conversation, here's your chance. And if you would like to take a guess at how many parts that 14-cylinder radial has in it, give us a call at 478-787-4768, and we'll give you some glue and an AeroCinema DVD. How about that, if you call in and guess? Get it close. I mean, it's going to be hard to get it exact, but if you're close, we'll give that to you. So I'm sorry, my engineer's sitting here sending me text while I'm talking, so I'm trying to read that and talk. And, you know, I'm just a dumb southern redneck. I can't do two things at one time. So, well, Steve, you know, let's talk about some other things. Gosh, I know that you guys have a really big announcement, which I think is going to kind of revolutionize the propeller industry in this hobby, of something that you guys are doing that no one else has done. And you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, as you know, we're the sole propeller distributor.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we're now the largest wooden propeller distributor in the world. And, you know, most of our market is American-based. Equally, you know, we ship all over the world on a daily basis. But what we've done is we've just put together a brand new website where people can actually buy the propellers direct from us.
Mm-hmm.
And that website is called justmodelprops.com.
Okay, so that's justmodelprops.com.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And basically, you know, we're still in its infancy at the moment. You know, we've got product on there, and clearly what we've done now is we've launched the website. We're just about to start promoting it so that people can buy direct and get great value for money from the propellers. And then what we'll be doing is we'll be adding all the various ranges to just model props in the very, very near future.
Okay.
So really what I want it to be is like a one-stop place. If anybody wants a propeller, then they go to just model props and we will be able to service their requirements.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, and you guys are going to be carrying a lot of different lines, obviously, at some point in the future.
Yes, we are. I mean, it's like everything else. We have to start somewhere. So we're starting with our famous Zord propellers.
Right.
We've now also got another brand new range of propellers called Falcon props. And once again, we're just about to launch those. An excellent quality propeller. Similar profile to Zord, but at a slightly lower price. So that's not to say it's a cheaper propeller than anything, but we've just been able to get the pricing tighter on the Falcon propeller range.
Gotcha.
And, you know, once again, it's, you know, we're starting off, there's only two styles of propeller available just at the moment, which is like our standard propeller. And we also do a range of electric propellers in the Falcon range as well. But very interestingly today, I've just had an email from the company, and they're sending us through a whole range of carbon propellers for them testing. So I'm really looking forward to getting those, because I understand the profile on these new propellers is really innovative.
Huh. That's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's neat. You know, that's a good idea, and I'm really surprised someone hadn't thought of it before now, but I'm really glad that you guys did, because I know you guys will do it justice. So, yeah, we'll put a link to justmodelprops.com up on the episode guide of this podcast, so everybody can go check it out for sure. But, you know, you talk about the Zord props. It's so funny, you know, you walk down a flight line, and today, and as little as just a couple of years from when you guys have really ramped this up, it's amazing how many Zord props you see on airplanes.
It is. I mean, I'm just really, really amazed and pleased just at the level of support that we've had from the model community around this initiative. It was like at Top Gun, as you know. I mean, obviously, I fly at Top Gun and all the major events. But, you know, on the flight line there, probably 85% of people were using Zord propellers on their aircraft, you know, which is pretty amazing. And then, you know, you go to the Joe Knoll and all these other events, and I wouldn't say we dominate it, but certainly we're making great progress. And every year I use Joe Knoll as a bit of a barometer just to see how well we're sort of building our... you know, building us who's actually using your propellers. And each year, obviously, that number continues to grow. So, you know, I'm really grateful for the guys out there who have supported us and, you know, give us feedback all the time. And we try really, really hard to make this, you know, the most comprehensive range of propellers that there is out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good product. You can't doubt that in the least bit. You know, their QC is amazing. It really is. So, well, you know what, Steve? We actually got a couple of emails in from people guessing the number of parts. Would you like to hear these?
I certainly would.
Okay. The first one is from Gary Seibert, Mr. Pinkett. He wrote in, and his guess is 250 parts.
He's wrong.
Okay. The next one is from our good buddy Wayne Fussell from Solo Propellers, and his guess is 1,599 parts.
And he is wrong as well.
So give us a hint. Is it more than that?
It's in between those two.
Okay. So it's in between those two.
It's not as low as the 200 nod, and it's not as high as the 1,500 nod.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit more, you know, about just model props. One neat thing that I've noticed about the website, which is really cool, is that just the selection, you know, and it blows me away that, you know, you guys want to expand that even more. How, you know, I know you guys are distributors and that kind of puts you in a situation where you have access to a lot of this product. But, you know, that's probably the biggest thing I think a lot of people will ask is how much of that product will be available. And I guess my understanding of this is if it's on the website, it's going to be available. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, keeping control of this inventory is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got now, just with the Zor range, we've got over 688 different sizes and styles of propellers.
Wow.
So just trying to keep on that range alone is really, really demanding. I mean, what we do is we soak up probably 85% factory's production.
Yeah.
And interestingly, we actually flew over to Vegas recently to actually meet with them, just to sort of try to, standardize, you know, the delivery of these propellers, because lots of things happen all over the world, and getting hold of is probably one of the biggest challenges. And as our demand goes up, as the American market demand grows,
right,
then clearly we've got to have the blanks prepared, you know, months in advance for these propellers to be made.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that there isn't actually getting a propeller from a piece of wood on a tree to the finished article in the packet. So, you know, just with the Zor range alone, we've got 688 different sizes and styles. So, you know, if the guys have ever visited the warehouse, you know, we keep in stock 10, 11, 12, 13,000 propellers at any one stage. But unfortunately, it's just impossible to keep every single one in stock, you know, for every particular circumstance.
Sure.
And as I said, recently, we have had some delays in production. But that was the idea of the recent meeting that we held with Zor, just to try to sort that bottleneck out and then, you know, bring more propellers so that we can pass them on to you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, of course, you know, this is then complemented now with the new Falcon propellers.
Right.
And once again, we're building our inventory up on all of those. Thankfully, just at the moment, there are only two styles available in that propeller. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to use all the learning that we've gained from Zor with all of their propellers, and we're going to sort of put that into the Falcon brand.
Gotcha.
So I think you can see we're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, the only downside that I see about your new website, justmodelprops.com, is that you have Dino on the front of it. I hope you're listening, Dean. That was for
I'm
you,
sure
buddy.
He is. I'm sure he is. What a guy he is.
He is. He's incredible, you know. But yeah, he's a character. But well, that's great news, Steve. I'm glad to hear that. You know, that, I think that's really going to go a long way in giving modelers a more convenient way to purchase props and find what they need. You know.
Yeah, yeah. I think the challenge for us is really, you know, ensuring that we've got the inventory to support it.
Right.
You know, because as I said, you know, we're obviously going to expand that and put the whole range of propellers on, APC, Master Air Screw, some of the other sort of, you know, other props which are available, which probably, you know, people struggle to get hold of just at the moment.
Sure.
But it's like everything else, you know, it looks easy to do until you come to do it.
Oh, yes.
And it takes a lot of time and effort to actually bring these through to fruition.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. But, well, that's great news. Well, I'm glad you came on the show to tell us that. That's pretty incredible. And, of course, yeah, anything we can do on RCSB to help you out, don't hesitate to ask.
Yeah.
And We'll do everything we can to help you make that successful.
Okay.
We got another email in from Wayne, And he said 859 parts. I know that's it.
Well, Wayne wins.
Does he?
Because it's actually 849 parts.
Oh, wow. Okay, Wayne, you get some glue, buddy. We're going to send you glue and a DVD. That's fantastic. And I got your address. But do me a favor,
well
Wayne.
Done, Wayne.
Yeah, shoot me an email, Wayne, with your shipping address, and I'll send that out to you as a reminder. That'll help me remember to get it out to you.
Tell him I'll send him some prop covers through as well.
Well, there you go. You get some prop covers out of that too. There you go. That's a good guess. Right. I think maybe he has somebody there helping him. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that seems uncannily accurate.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Huh. Yeah, I think he's been on the website already, AuthenticScale.com, and he's been looking around at what's going on.
Well, that's great.
Well done to Wayne.
Absolutely, absolutely. Job well done. You know, he's a supporting vendor on the site now, too.
Yes, he is.
And I tell you, we could not get along without guys like you and Wayne and Dean and everybody that helps out to keep this site going. And what a great community we have, huh? I mean,
that's right. Well, Wayne through Solar Props is one of our dealers for Zorka Tellers as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're really pleased to have him on board because he's got an excellent product there. And if we can complement one another, then that's absolutely great.
That's right. That's right. Well, now the real question that we have to ask you, and I think we asked you this last time, but I want to touch on it again. What are you flying these days?
Ooh, well, currently, I guess the main model that I'm flying is that Newport 11 that I flew at Top Gun and Joe Knoll last year.
Gotcha.
I'm still enjoying flying that, and it's had hundreds and hundreds of flights, and I feel really comfortable with it. And when I go out there, I really enjoy flying it.
That's awesome.
But the other model which I've got flying recently is the ESM LA-7, the Lobotchkin 7. The 80-inch model. It's only a small model, you know, in comparison with the stuff we normally fly. Uh-huh. But I've got one of our JC28cc engines in it. And that plane is a real delight to fly. You know, it's so easy to assemble. It's good fun. It flies incredibly well. And I've flown it many, many times.
Well, that's awesome. Steve, I think we got a caller. Can I interrupt you for a minute?
You can with pleasure, yeah.
Good evening, caller. You're on the RC Scale Builder Show. Who is speaking?
This is Wayne from Solar Propellers.
Wayne, how are you?
Hey, Wayne.
How are you guys doing?
We're great. You know, obviously, you know, we're thinking that maybe you've got a little inside scoop there that other people don't. Is that true?
No, sir. I do not have any kind of inside scoop. I just took a wild guess at between the two numbers that were given.
Well, there you go, man.
Well, I'll tell you something, Wayne. You can pick my lottery tickets in future.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I wish somebody would pick mine, actually.
I hear you. Well, hey, do me a favor and shoot me an email with your shipping address so I'll remember to get that stuff off to you tomorrow.
I will, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Steve.
See ya.
Cheers, Wayne. Thank you.
Okay, so, oh, Wayne, he's so funny. I enjoy hanging around with him and Dino at fly-ins. They're always a hoot. But,
I met Wayne's daughter the other day, and she was such good fun. It was incredible. This was at Monster Planes.
Yeah.
And she was really, really nice.
Well, I hope she got her looks from her mama. That's all I'm going to say.
She's got great looks, and she's got a great personality as well.
Well, that's fantastic.
Her personality is huge.
Hey, by the way, a good friend of mine, I think he's listening tonight, David Heil, stopped by your hobby shop this weekend and met your lovely wife, Julie. And I told him to say that, to tell you guys if he met you that you knew me, but look at your reaction when he mentioned my name. And if it was good, say we were good friends. And if not, just call me a sorry SOB, you know.
Well, unfortunately, Julie did tell me that one of your friends had come in.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I was away at the iHobby show in Chicago, so I missed him.
Yeah. Well, he was impressed with your shop for sure. So.
Right.
You know, us hobby guys, we're like crack addicts. When you let us loose in a hobby shop, it's just, you know, we start shaking, our palms start sweating, you know, all those things happen, and it's just amazing. But well, anyway, well, look, I really appreciate you coming on tonight, Steve. And it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and you're welcome back anytime you want to come back.
That's
how we stand to do. And folks, so be sure and check out justmodelprops.com, and we'll have link information to Bob's Hobbies Center, justmodelprops.com, and we're going to put up some pictures of these wonderful new engines that Steve's business is going to start carrying, and check all that out in the episode thread on RC Scale Builder. Well, Steve, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have Alan Yendel doing our subject-seeking segment, and then we're going to have a trivia question, and I could be wrong, but yes, I do. I'll say this, folks. If you listened to the interview tonight, you need to listen to the trivia question, because you have a real good chance of winning, because the trivia questions based on something in the interview tonight. So be sure and tune in. But we're going to take a break. Steve, thanks again, buddy, and I'll be talking to you soon.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
And we all appreciate everything you guys are doing out there for us, and keep it up, and we'll okay. See you soon. All right, folks. We'll,
thank you all.
Thank you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
This is Don Kennedy, host of Big Band Jump, a part of Warbird Radio. Tune in, take off with the excitement of Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show. If you're interested in radio-controlled scale models, join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for our live show. We'll be covering the latest news in RC Scale and have some great interviews every week. That's every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with rebroadcast throughout the week, the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Now showing on AeroCinema.com.
Deep in the mountainous regions of southern Germany, there lies a secret. Behind armed guards and solid walls, aviation genius Willy Messerschmitt has a team toiling away on something deadly, something the world has never seen before. The Messerschmitt name is already synonymous with the most feared aircraft of the war. Whether propeller or jet-powered, they are a driving force for the Luftwaffe. Now, with enemy forces closing in, the mystery must be hidden before it is too late. Plans divvied up, designs buried. No one can know what is behind the doors of the secret factory. Part one.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
We're so close to the Pentagon. Sometimes they ask us to get the coffee. This is Warbird Radio.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and dang it, we're glad you're here with us tonight. man, what a great interview with Steve Thomas. Steve and Julie are two of the nicest folks I've ever met in this hobby. And, you know, they're hardworking, fair, just nice people. I just can't say enough of good things about them. They're really nice folks. And, you know, generally that's how most people are in this hobby. And I think that's one reason I enjoy it so much, is meeting all the nice people. And speaking of nice people, it's that time of the evening when we will be having our subject seeking segment with our good friend and pal, Alan Yendall. Alan, are you with us tonight?
I'm sitting right here.
How are you doing, pal?
Well, I'm suffering a little bit from the Austin allergies, so I'm sniffling a little bit, but hopefully that'll work out.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you get to feeling better.
No, it's one of those things this time of year here.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. So what do you got going on tonight?
First of all, I want to say it was interesting listening to Steve because I spent some time talking with him at Monster Plains a couple of weekends ago. And then as a result of that, I bought one of his YDA twins, which I'm just starting to run in. And great engine.
Yeah. Yeah, they sell some good quality stuff. You know, I've never seen anything junky come out of their shop. So it's you can pretty much assume it's going to be a good product.
Okay, well, let's get on with it. The aircraft that I'm going to talk about tonight was designed and built in Canada. And as far as I know, it's not been modeled very often. Now, you could build it as a military or a civilian version. You could build it with wheels or floats or even skis. I hear some of you saying, "Now he's going to talk about a beaver." Now some of it, no, an otter. Well, close, but no cigar. This airplane is a little earlier than that. The first one was test flown in November of 1935. It was in production with various engine upgrades until 1959. It's a single engine, high wing monoplane with a large wingspan and a big radial engine. And it is a Nordium Norseman.
Oh, yes. That's awesome. That is a great airplane.
It was designed specifically to operate in the very cold Arctic temperatures of northern Canada. And the designer, from where the name comes, Robert Nordium, had previously worked for Fokker and Belanca, and he wanted to create his own design, and he formed the Nordium Company in 1933. The first production aircraft came on floats, but one of the neat things about the airplane is that they could be changed to wheels or skis by just the removal of two bolts on each side. That's pretty neat.
Wow.
Well, so the first one came out in the late 30s, and by 1940, they had sold only 17 aircraft. But with the outbreak of war in Europe, the Royal Canadian Air Force and also the U.S. Army Air Force ordered this aircraft. The ones delivered to the USAAF were modified and fitted with several extra fuel tanks, and the Air Force designated it the UC-64A. And there's a lot of them were used, actually. In addition to Canada and the US, the aircraft was used by the Air Forces of Australia, Norway, Israel, Sweden, Netherlands, and the UK. As well as being designed to operate in cold temperatures, it was also one of the earlier STOL aircraft. And for its size, it has a very large wingspan. The span on the full scale is 51.5 inches. Huh. So that if you went down to 6 scale, you'd be looking at 103 inches.
Wow.
So it would be a pretty big aircraft, but with that big old radial engine, you've got that up, it would just fly on the wing, just beautiful. Now, Mike has quite a number of hyperlinks which he's going to post, and there's quite a lot of information about them, including a couple of very short videos. As to plans, that's a little more difficult. The AMA plan service shows something as being available for model aircraft news, but when I check with model aircraft news directory, I couldn't find it, so I don't think it's any longer available. Okay. However, those of you that like to scratch build or can scratch build from three or four view drawings, there's some very good three, four views on float skis and wheels at about 1/72 scale. So it would be not too difficult to either have transfer that into a CAD format or maybe have it altered so that you could blow it up without making all the lines very much thicker. And Mike will post the website for that, but it's I'll give it to you in case anybody wants to look at it. It's www, and then it's nordiumnorsman.com, and that's spelled NORDUYNNORSEMAN.com. And if you didn't get all of that, it will be up and posted. And they're really nice drawings. It gives on them sections of the fuselage. It shows the airfoil of the wings, which are actually an NACA airfoil, and it gives you the number, so it would be very easy to pull that up. There's lots of places where you can find a list of those airfoils. A couple of bits of trivia. You know, those of us who fly the gas engines get used to adding a little bit of oil to the gas to keep the lubrication, but on this aircraft, they did the opposite because the temperatures where it operated were often below zero. They needed to find a way to make the engine turn over easily when it started in very sub-zero temperature, and so they diluted the oil with gasoline. And I've never heard of that before, but that was a little bit of trivia that popped up. There is quite an interesting book, and it's maybe out of print, but there are plenty of copies available, and again, there'll be a hyperlink for that. But the book is called Canadian Civil Utility Aircraft from 1930 to 1939, and the book covers the Norseman, the Fairchild 82, and the Fleet 50. There are a few examples still around, and I think there may be some still flying, but I can't give you much help on that. But there are at least three museums that have one of these aircraft, and of course the most obvious is the Canadian Air and Space Museum in Ottawa has one. Museum of the United States Air Force at Wright-Patterson has one. And for those of you who are in Europe or Scandinavia, there's also one in the Museum of the Swedish Air Force. And it's a pretty interesting airplane, and I think would make a very nice model. And there's one other little bit of history attached to that. And the question here for those of you guys with a few strands of gray hair, so I'll ask Mike this one. Mike, if I said... Well, let me go back a bit. I want you to come up with whose name would you think of if I would say to you a string of pearls or in the mood?
Glenn Miller, of course.
Glenn Miller, exactly right. That's right. Now, you may remember that Glenn Miller served in the U.S. Army Air Force as a major, and he disappeared whilst flying as a passenger across the English Channel in December of 1944. And he was flying in a Norseman. And wow. There's been lots of stories as to what happened to him, but as far as I know, no trace of the aircraft, the crew, passengers have ever been found. One of the stories was that it was brought down because there was a flight of Lancasters that were aborting a raid on Germany and flew over the channel and, of course, had to unload whatever bombs they had because they couldn't land with them because of the weight. Another story said that an English anti-aircraft gun had shot it down, but no one knows what happened and there's no trace. He's still, as I understand it, still officially listed as missing in action. Yep. that pretty much wraps up what I've got on this today. If anybody can find anything more, it's really interesting. The more I read about this and look about it, the more I want to put it on my list.
You know, isn't that amazing how when you start researching one of these aircraft, you just dig deeper and deeper and you find more and more, and you could never imagine all the history some of these aircraft have, you know?
No, that's true. And because it would be, it's about time I built something with only one wing. That would be a thing.
Well, we'd like to see you come to a fly-in and not have to spend all morning putting your airplane together.
Well, it doesn't take that long, but it usually takes about 25 minutes.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Well, it would take 25 minutes if you didn't have to answer 15 questions while you were trying to do it. That's fun, too. That's fun, too.
I don't know
whether I've gone over my time or what or not, but...
Well, you know, that's fine, Alan. It's no big deal. We're right on time, but I wanted to tell you thank you for doing this tonight. You bring some much-needed class to this show, believe me.
I'm not sure about that. My wife can't hear you say that. You know?
Well, you know, even if she knows the truth and I know the truth, we'll let everybody else just think you do. How about that?
That'd be great. All right. Well, we'll start looking for something else again for 3 weeks.
Well, thank you, pal. Yeah, we'll see you in 3 weeks. And, of course, I'll post all that information you sent me in the episode thread tonight.
Yeah,
so,
and do make a note to ask people to look at the 3View link, because there's several pages of them, and they're very good. I mean, I could easily build a pretty good model from those plans.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, look, thanks again, and I guess we'll see you in 3 weeks with another subject, right?
Yeah, and then after that, hopefully at Warbirds down at Max.
That's right. There you go. See, we got some nice theme music for you now. We've got to find some nice Masterpiece Theater theme music for you.
Sounds a bit funereal to me.
It really does. We'll have to work on that. Well, thanks again, Alan. We appreciate it, pal.
Take care.
All right, you too. Of course, that was Alan Yendall doing our subject-seeking segment tonight. We're glad he could join us, and heck, we're glad you're here with us tonight. I apologize. You may have heard the tornado sirens going off in the background during that segment, but we're in no danger here. There's a warning for our county, but all the activities in the northwestern corner, so we're fine here. But anyway, let's get on to our trivia question. You know, I think it's time that we get to the Meister trivia question. Of course, it's brought to you by Meister Skill. And this is your chance to win a bottle of medium and a bottle of thin Zap CA glue, compliments of Meister Skill.
Scary night tonight, Mike, for a trivia question. Tornado sirens, Halloween, and you've been in a bad mood all day, so I can only imagine what it's going to be today. Take it easy on your listeners tonight, okay?
I'm going to try. I've been in a pretty good mood. It's just, you know, this weather's been kind of irritating all day. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so should we go ahead and do the trivia?
I think it's time to do it. The Halloween version. Yeah, give it to us.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. And this is the Halloween edition of Meister Trivia. So I could this question just fell into... onto the paper this week with it being Halloween coming up. So the question is, whose picture appears on the homepage of justmodelprops.com? Now, if that's not a damn scary question,
that is
question.
Good Lord.
I don't know what is, you know?
Yeah.
So if you think you know the answer to that, the question one more time is, whose picture appears on the homepage of justmodelprops.com? If you know the answer, give us a call at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. I'm not taking any email answers tonight. I want you people to call in.
Wow.
478-787-4768. I'm putting my foot down. We can't get people to call.
Down.
So that's right. You know, so give us a call, folks. We'd love to hear from you tonight. 478-787-4768. If you know the question, The answer to the trivia question, which
is
whose picture appears on the homepage of justmodelprops.com? You know, I mixed me up a really tall drink tonight.
I can tell that.
I probably shouldn't have done that. So.
I can tell that. Well,
anyway, moving right along till we get a caller. Mr. Jolly, how have you been doing?
Oh, great today. Just great. And it looks like you have a caller coming in, Mike.
Really?
Should we take the caller and see what the answer is, you think?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air. What is the answer to our trivia question tonight?
It's Dino. Dino DiGiorgio.
Dino DiGiorgio. You're absolutely correct. And who are we speaking with?
This is Matt from California.
Matt, how are you, pal?
Good.
Well, good. I'm glad you were able to call in and answer that. If you would, shoot me an email with your mailing address to live, L-I-V-E, at rcscalebuilder.com.
Sure.
And we'll get you some Zap CA and a Aerocinema preview DVD. How about that?
That sounds great.
All right. Super. Well, thanks again for calling in, Matt, and congratulations.
Hey, thanks. Before I go, though, next time you talk to Dino, I witnessed him ask him about his belly landing in the wash with his quarter scale Fock Wolf out in California. He'll know the story.
Okay.
He landed about eight feet below eye level. So ask him how he pulled that off.
I'll be sure and ask him that. That's
all right,
sure.
Man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Everybody.
All right. There we go. We have a winner tonight. It's that simple, folks. All you got to do is pick up the telephone. Well, Matt, so what's going on with you this week?
Anything special? I wanted to make a correction here. Your esteemed producer chose the theme music for Alan, but it's two pieces. So what he heard, the funeral march, was not that. This is the actual theme music. We'll be here. So this is his. So when you hear that, then you know it's time for Alan Yentl's masterpiece, Subject Seeking.
Subject
Seeking.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we'll have some fun with that for sure. And, you know, we got to come up with theme music for, of course, our buddy Ron Berg and for David Mahaffey. You know?
Yeah, Ron Berg. That'd be easy enough. But I have something pulled for Ron next time he's on. So not a problem.
Well, I don't know if...
We missed Ron, by the way. This week.
Yeah, Ron will be. Yeah, he had some personal business to take care of last week, but we'll be picking him up in 2 weeks. So
that's good. I just missed him out at Wings Over Houston.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I wish he could have come out. He's going to have some surgery on his knee, so I think he was worried about having to walk. But
yeah,
like you said, we could have found him a scooter.
Could have gotten him a scooter. That would have been fun.
Yep.
Uncle Ron.
Good idea.
All right.
Well, hey, let's talk about some upcoming events. What do you think about that?
Sounds good.
And, of course, this segment's brought to you by myrcevents.com. Folks, if you have not gone to myrcevents.com, check it out. You can post your club events or any events RC-related there and see what's going on in your area also. Coming up over the next 6 weeks or so, we've got the Amps Aero Fest. October 30th in Homestead, Florida. My buddy Vickers running that one. Warbirds Over the Glades, November 7th and 8th in Delray Beach, Florida. And, of course, it's that time of year again for the Southern Dawn Patrol, December 3rd and 4th at Mac Hodges Place in Andersonville, Georgia.
And don't forget the Fort Valley event, Mike, that's going on in Fort Valley, Georgia.
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah, Warbirds Over Fort Valley.
Oh, gosh, I'll have to add that next week for sure and emphasize it. Can't believe I missed that one.
Listen, Gail Throne, and that's my club, you know. But
yeah.
Gail Throne sent me an email and said, hey, are you going to surprise us in the Valley? And for some reason, I thought he was saying, like, Shenandoah Valley, you know, up here. And I wrote back and I was like, what do you mean the Valley? And he's like, how soon we forget. So yeah, Gail. Noted. But no, Fort Valley, yeah, having the big November fly in there as well. So good stuff.
Yeah, there you go. And I'll be sure and add them in next week. I don't know how I forgot that one. It's sitting here right in front of me on the Giant Scale Warbirds Association flyer. So, some days it's just hard to pull it together. You know what I mean, man?
Yep, some days it's diamonds and some days it's not. So there you go.
That's right. Or as we like to say in Alabama, some days you're the bug and some days you're the windshield.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You say a lot of stuff in Alabama down there, you know?
We do. You know, we got a lot of little sayings.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
All right.
And one day you're Matt Jolly, next... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, next day...
Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Our recommended site of the week, folks, is the Large Model Association. This is the organization in the UK that manages their larger flying models. It's a great site to visit even if you don't live in that area, because they have some fabulous photographs of models. And, of course, I'll be posting that on the episode guide, a link to it, so be sure and check it out. I think that's going to wrap it up tonight. Man, where did this hour go? We got through the hour without being blown away by a tornado. No disconnects. Hey, it was a good show. What can I say? I want to thank you all for listening in tonight. And thanks for your emails and calls. This show's for you, so be sure and join us next week for another great episode. And we'll have someone else cool on here. I mean, you just never know who's going to show up on this show. In the meantime, be sure to join us at rcscalebuilder.com for some of the best information on scale building on the net. And thanks to my guest, Steve Thomas, and thank you again for listening. Be sure and stay tuned for more great programming here on Warbird Radio. And until next time, don't forget to measure twice and cut once. Good night.